By the way, they had a great day in bowling yesterday. Roger can tell you in church time, he'll tell you about that. I wish I had my board up today, but I hope that we can I don't know. We don't have any more papers, but just follow along. We're on baptism. We're talking about believers' baptism. Look at all that writing on there. Did you pass the sheet out yet, Mike?
Yeah.
Good. I want to show you a progression here in the book of Matthew. Matthew's a kingdom book. And the tribe of Judah. Okay, look at Matthew chapter 3. We're going to watch a progression now of the baptism of Jesus. I'm going to show you some things today. Hopefully I'm going to get to show you that you'll see and you'll say, it'll make more things understand when you read things in different places. Matthew chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. And you can actually, how many have got their bulletin? How many have got a bulletin? All right, now, what I want you to do is this. Take your bulletin out and turn it to the back where it's blank. I want you to, every time I give you a, I want you to do this. Go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, okay? How many are with 7? I want you to write down 7 numbers. By the way, God's number is 7. And what I want you to do is this. When, like Robert, number 1 is Matthew chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. Are you with me? And I'm gonna show you something here. I'm gonna give you a little teaching right out of Matthew about baptism. So notice verse 16 and 17. Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were open unto him. By the way, he was baptized, he went straightway out of the water. Did he get sprinkled? No. Was he immersed? Yes. And he went completely underneath the water. Because he came and he was straightway out of the water. And low. And by the way, if he was being sprinkled, he wouldn't be in the water. And lo, the heavens were open unto him. He saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove, lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." By the way, was God pleased with that baptism? Yes. John the Baptist baptized Jesus. Jesus walked 60 miles to be baptized by John the Baptist. John the Baptist got his name from heaven. John the Baptist got his authority from heaven. By the way, did you see the Trinity there? Who's getting baptized? Jesus, that's the Son. Then he saw the Spirit of God, that's the Holy Spirit, are you with me? And then the voice, who's that? That's the Father. This is my beloved Son. So you have a Trinity there. How many see that? Okay, now watch. Now watch. I talked to you last, we got this about, now you're going to see something. The baptism of John is a different, there's a difference between the baptism of John and the baptism of Jesus. Look at Matthew 4:17. Number two, Matthew 4:17. Number two on your paper, on your back of your paper, put down Matthew 4:17. Now I'll try to put all this together at the end of the service this morning. From that time, are you in Matthew 4? From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Stay with me. Now, don't you get mad at me. When Jesus came to earth, he didn't come for us Gentiles. He came for the Jews. Jesus, had the Jews received Christ as their Messiah, as a nation. He would have set his kingdom up right then. And you'd have missed the church age, and so would have I. Remember I talked about not being high-minded last week, Kenny? I'll show you some things here. This is why people get mixed up in their Bible, because they can't. The Bible says rightly dividing the word of truth. So, number two, so what did Jesus say? Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The reason I'm showing this, John the Baptist preached about repentance unto the kingdom. John the Baptist didn't baptize any Gentiles. He baptized all Jews. Boy, boom, 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 boom. That'll blow your mind. Look at Tommy, he's listening now. He's never heard that before. Now the preacher's listening. He's a preaching machine, that Tommy Sailor, buddy. Now watch. Watch real closely. Look at Matthew chapter 10. I got them right in order for you. Number three, Matthew chapter 10. And verse 5 and 6 and 7. Matthew 10. Now you're on number 3 on your back of your paper. How many are with preacher now? Matthew chapter 10, verse 5. These 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, Go not into the way of the Gentiles. Wow. Or in any city of Samaria, enter ye not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Remember John 1 once. Don't leave Matthew. I'm just quoting. Stay here. Don't leave Matthew. Remember, Jesus came unto his own. His own received him not. Are you still with me? Now watch. Notice what he says. Jesus said, go not in the way of the Gentiles. But look at verse 6. Go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's the motto prayer. When Jesus came, he came to set his kingdom up. When he comes back in the Revelation, he will set up his kingdom. It's 1,000 years, Revelation chapter 20. Don't turn to it. But Jesus, you could write, if you want to put a footnote, the kingdom of God is the millennium, which is 1,000 years, and that's in Revelation chapter 20. Are you still with me? How many are still with me? The kingdom age. So Jesus, when he came, and when John the Baptist was preaching, he was preaching just to the Jews. Stay with me. I'm working on something. Look at this next scripture. Matthew, what number is this? 5, Mark, or 4? 4. Matthew 15, verse 27. Matthew 15, verse 27. By the way, did Jesus say go to the Gentiles? No. Who did he tell the disciples to go to? The Jews. Many times in the Bible, the Jews are referred to as a circumcision. The Gentiles are referred to the uncircumcised, uncircumcision. Many times it applies to circumcision, refers to saved, but many times it applies to, in more cases, it applies to the Jew. Are you with me? Now notice, in Matthew 15, verse 27, and verse 28. Let's see if I can read my writing. No, it's verse 22. Look at verse 22. Matthew 15. Matthew 15. Now, what number is Matthew 15, 22? 4? Okay. Yeah. Matthew 15, 22. And we're going to go all the way to verse 28. So you should have four numbers down now. Matthew, right? 3:16 and 17. Matthew 4:17. Matthew 10, verse 5, 6, and 7, right? And then you got Matthew 15, 23 to 28. Now watch. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out on the same coast and cried to him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord. Are you with me? How many are with me in the scriptures? Thou son of David. What I'm doing is I'm trying to show you line upon line, precept upon precept. I'm trying to show you what I'm trying to teach you. I don't want you just to believe me because I tell you. I want to show you. I want you to believe because the scripture says it. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. He answered her not, but Jesus, he answered her not a word. He ignored her. He did. Well, preacher, doesn't he love everyone? Yep. But this time he just came for the Jews. His disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away. She crieth after us. She wouldn't give up. Please, please, please. Kind of like one of my grandkids were in Walmart. I got to have that toy. I got to have that toy. I got to have that toy. You know, they don't never give up. Hello? How many know what I'm talking about? He answered, I'm not sent, but unto the lost sheep. Where was Jesus sent? To the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Verse 24. Don't fight this. Don't get a big head. We're lucky to be saved. If the Jews would have took their Messiah, then us West Virginians wouldn't have had a chance. And the rest of you couldn't either. And then came she and worshiped, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, it's not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs. The Gentiles are no good dogs. Hello? We better not get too... Hey, Kenny. Yeah, we better not get too high-minded. We're a bunch of dogs. Mongrels. Bow-wows. Right. How many are still with me? Are you still with me? Now watch. Jesus is doing the talking, not me. And she said, truth, Lord, yea, the dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith, be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that hour. Because of her faith, God blessed her. But did you notice, twice he said no, number of witness. What I was trying to show you here is this. Jesus came. When he first came, he came to reach the Jews. Had the Jews opened up their heart and their arms to him and the nation, we know a few of them did, but not the nation as a whole. Had the nation of Israel opened up their arms and received him as their Messiah, when he came, not making things up, he would have set his kingdom up right then. Are you still with me? Now, stay with me. Now, I understand that God's foreknowledge. The Lord... Before Jesus came, he knew that they were going to reject him. Before he died, before they rejected, he knew he was going to die on the cross. This is his foreknowledge. I'm not trying to mess you up, but I'm trying to make you understand. Are we still in line in the scriptures? All right. Now look at the next scripture. Look at Matthew chapter 16, the next chapter, verse 13 through 18. Now, up to this time, but I think I gave you five scriptures there. Up to this time, who is Jesus dealing strictly with? You're right. Strictly with the Jews. And John the Baptist, by the way, he's repent and believe on, he said, look for one that follows after me. Are you with me? He was pointing them to the Messiah that would come. Today, Brother Mark, you and I have believed on the Messiah that has come. Josh, John the Baptist was saying, come here, Josh. You're going to be Jesus today. Sorry, Lord. Yeah, definitely. Everything's from Cracker Barrel, Josh. The Cracker Barrel in heaven. Let's just make me John the Baptist and we'll make... See, John was pointing... Although, go way down to the other end, Josh. Jesus hadn't come yet. John the Baptist was saying, he came out of the wilderness preaching. there's one that comes after me that's far greater. Be baptized, repent and be baptized. Their baptism was under repentance, believing the Messiah would come. A lot of them never saw the Messiah. That's why you get in the book of Acts. And that's why I'm taking all the time to show you this. A lot of these people didn't even realize it, that Christ had come yet. See, they were looking this way. Matter of fact, many of them had never seen Christ. They just knew there would be a king, a Messiah that would come. Then here's the church age people. We get saved. We get baptized because that Savior, we're looking back because we know he was here. He came and died and buried and rose. Our baptism is because of a risen Savior that we know of, that came. We know we have faith in a Savior that's already been here. They were looking forward to one that would come, yet many never saw him. How many are still with me? Thank you, Josh. I don't know if you, is that an illustration that people can understand? Now stay with me. So up to Matthew chapter 15, who is Jesus dealing with only? The Jews. You're right. Now watch Matthew 16. Something dramatically happens. Something dramatically happens in chapter 16. And I put them right in order. We went right in order. Did you notice? 3, 4. You know how many? It's right in order. Now look at verse 13, Matthew 16. Jesus came in the coast of Caesarea Philippi. He asked the disciples, "Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" They said, "Some are the John the Baptist, some Elias, some Jeremiah, or others the prophets." He said to them, "But whom say ye that I am?" Did you notice that I am in there? I don't have time to preach on it, but Jesus is the I am of the Bible. God told Moses, tell him I am has sent you, Exodus 3:14. That's why Jesus said, I am. What's your name, God? I am. That's why Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I'm the good shepherd. I'm the door. I'm the bread. I'm the living water. He's the I am of the Bible. Jesus was God come down in the flesh. Amen? But that's another teaching another day. Verse 16, Peter answered, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And that's who he was. Can anyone say amen? Amen. Jesus answered, said, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not flesh and blood won't reveal to you who Christ really is. It's got to be the Spirit of God. It's got to be God's Holy Spirit that opens your eyes to truth. That's why the man said, "I once was blind, but now I see." "Flesh and blood have not revealed unto you, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my" what? Wow! Something great happened for us. He starts his church. Are you still with me? Now watch. Are you still with me? He starts his church, and look, so now you're going to see Jesus open up to everybody. Are you with me? Look at Matthew chapter 28. You that went soul winning yesterday, all you that went soul winning yesterday, or Thursday, whatever day you went, You fulfilled the great commission of God. Jesus, when you get to Matthew 28:18-20, Jesus has died for our sins on Calvary's cross. He was buried and he arose. And now he's given the final marching orders. He's given the church, Matthew 16, the church. He's commissioning his church, giving them marching orders. And here's the commission he gives us. Matthew 28, verse 18 through 20. How many have got Matthew 28? Jesus spake unto them, saying, all power is given to me in heaven and earth. Go ye. How many see verse 19? The church has got marching orders. Therefore, and teach all nations. All nations? Not just Israel? All nations? That means Jew and Gentile both? Hello? See, now the church age, it's all people. Back when Jesus first came, though, it was just the kingdom. The Jews. Are you still with me? How many are still with me? Baptizing in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And that's why, and that's how we baptize people here. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, because that's what Jesus said. This is Jesus' order of service. Amen? Teach them to observe all things which I've commanded you. And Lord, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. Okay, now watch. How many are still with me? Still with me? Look at Mark chapter 1, verse 4. Let's see. Look at, yeah, you got, you're there in Matthew, right, 28? Look at Mark chapter 1. Put another number down. I don't know. Brother Mark, are you left-handed? Oh, boy. No wonder. Amen. Notice verse 4. How many got Mark chapter 1? John did baptize in the wilderness. And, of course, we're starting all over again because we're in a new book. But I want you to see. I should have showed you this before I got to the church age. John baptized in the wilderness and preached the baptism of what? Repentance. How many see that? And that's what you got it, Annie. It was a different baptism. It was a baptism to the Jews. John the Baptist had a baptism to the Jews. Now I don't mess you up, ain't I? But I'm trying to show you this. And they were looking for the Messiah. We look back at the Messiah. Are you getting this or not? And notice when Jesus came and said, I'm coming to set my kingdom up, the church was still locked up in the secret councils of God. The church doesn't start to Matthew 16. Now, let me help you with, because everybody's, look at Romans. Go to my favorite book, the book of Romans. When everything fails, go to Romans. Romans teaches five major doctrines. It's what we call a foundational book. Yes, it is. And it's past John also. Acts. And then Romans. Yeah. In Romans chapter 11, verses 13 through 21. When Jesus first came, who did he come for? Strictly. He strictly, and by the way, look up here. Did John the Baptist come before Jesus? Yes, he did. Who was John the Baptist preaching to? Jews. Remember, John the Baptist dies. Yeah, hold on. John the Baptist dies off. And early, way before Christ dies. How many are still with me? Maybe later on, somehow I'll teach you more as we get. I'll put it in one of these other coming up lessons. I'll work it in somehow. Look at Romans 11:13. For I speak to you Gentiles inasmuch as I am apostle of the Gentiles. Paul doing the speaking. I magnify my office. If by any means, how many in Romans 11:14? If by any means I may provoke to emulation them which are my flesh, in other words, the Jewish people, and might say something, he wants to get them jealous. For if the casting away of them be the reconciling of the world, remember what where Jesus said, go ye to all the world? Yes. In other words, now he's not just going to the Jews. Now it's everybody. What shall receive them but life from the dead? For if the first fruit be holy, the lump is also holy. If the root be holy, so are the branches. And if some of the branches be broken off, thou being a wild olive tree, wert grafted among them. We were grafted in, Kenny. And with them partakers of the root and fatness of the olive tree. Boast not against the branches. Gentiles, don't boast against the Jews. Don't say bad things about Israel. You gotta thank God they didn't take it, because if they would have, you and I wouldn't have had a chance for the Messiah. But boast not against the branches, but if thou boast, thou bearest not the root, but the root thee. Thou wilt say then, the branches were broken off that I might be grafted in. Here's the reason they were. Because of unbelief they were broken off. Thou standest by faith, be not high-minded, but fear. You're lucky to be saved, man. Don't get a big head. You're lucky to be saved. 21. If God spared not the natural branches, the nation of Israel, take heed lest he also spare not thee. Don't take this great salvation for granted. We have a great salvation. And what I'm trying to show you is this salvation, this gift, comes from God because the Jews turned it down, and that our baptism is different than theirs because we're looking back to a risen Savior. Are you with me? Now, quickly, I've got to let this go. Go to your last page. We're going to do this, and I've got Mark. I've got 8 more scriptures on it, but what can you do? I'll catch it someday. Just stay with me. Look at your discussion paper, because we're going to lesson 3 next week. Why does it matter if we are immersed or sprinkled when we are baptized? Does anyone know the answer? Tommy? Yes, Romans 6:4. Because immersion is a scriptural mode of baptism. Remember when we first, we've studied this for about 5 weeks, but we showed you that Jesus was baptized by immersion. Over in Acts chapter 8, they were baptized by immersion. Everybody was always baptized by immersion. Yes. 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 Amen. And he says by immersion is the right way. Anything else is the wrong way. Look at number 2. What are the 3 requirements for baptism to be considered as biblical? Number 1, a proper candidate. Who's a proper candidate? You're right, Annie. A saved person. They must be saved. That's exactly right. That's the right answer. The number 1, a proper candidate, that means the only one who should ever be baptized is someone who's saved. Because if you get baptized, you're not saved. The baptism means nothing. Then after the proper candidate, what's the next thing? A proper what? Proper mold. Baptism by immersion. Are you with me, class? How many are you getting this? Yeah. And then what's the third? A proper what? the proper, so you got the proper candidate, got to be saved, proper mold, baptism by immersion, proper authority, local Baptist church, the church that Jesus started. Number three, can a person be saved if they never get baptized? Yes, you are right, because baptism doesn't save. And how long shall a person wait to be baptized? And number five, after they're saved. You should get baptized as soon as possible. Acts 2:41, they got baptized the same day. Acts 8:38, they were baptized the same day. The Apostle Paul was baptized 3 days later. And by the way, we didn't get into it. The book of Acts, I don't have time to get into that. The Jews, I can't get into that. We didn't have time. That was what I was going to get in with you. Did I cover everything on that paper? Why is it important to recognize the apostolic age? Because there's a different truth applied in different dispensations of time. Okay. All righty. Let's have a moment. Yes, Tom. Yeah, I'm glad you said that. We're going to take one more minute. No, they had to repent and believe that the Christ was the Messiah was to come. That they look at one last scripture over in Peter. Look at 2 Peter chapter 3. Hold on to that. I don't care if the bell rang or not. 2 Peter chapter 3. It's on your paper. 1 Peter 3:21. 1 Peter 3:21, Tommy brought up is important. The Lord had you bring it up, Tommy. I believe that. Notice 3:21 of 1 Peter near the back of your Bible. 1 Peter near the back of your Bible, almost at the back, very back, not all the way, but pretty much, in 3:21. The like figure wherein even baptism does also now save us. Watch. Not the putting away of the filth, not the water baptism of the flesh, but an answer of a good conscience towards God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven, is at the right hand of God, angels and authorities and the powers being made subject unto him. No baptism ever saved anybody. And I have a good conscience because I believe Christ, just like Christ died and buried and rose, so will I. But it gives me a good conscience, gives me great hope that knowing that Christ, because my Savior rose, I'm going to raise. But there's no saving power in that water. No sins are forgiven in that water. That came out of the Ravenna water. They gotta have. Well, look at this scripture, and I gotta close. Look at 1 Corinthians 10:13. I hope I'm right on this. I'll be right with you, Mac. 1 Corinthians 10:13. I hope that's the scripture I want. Someone read that to me. No, that's not what I want. I want that about salvation under repentance. Godly sorrow. 2 Corinthians 7:10. There it is. Thank you. That's all I needed. 2 Corinthians 7:10. Look at 2 Corinthians 7:10. We'll get on this godly sorrow, Tommy. 2 Corinthians 7:10. Now read that for me, Brother Mark. Yeah, see, godly, you got to say, you're a no good scumbag sinner. You're going to die and go to hell. That's man, you're right. I am no good. I don't have nothing to offer to God. I am a filthy, rotten rag, like Isaiah said. That's sorrow. Jesus said in Luke 13:3, don't leave that verse. Jesus said in Luke 13:3, unless you repent, you shall likewise perish. Read that verse again. Now watch. You have godly sorrow. Yeah, when you get that sorrow, man, God, I need you. Man, I'm a no good sinner. That's when you can get salvation. You can't get it till you get repentance, Tommy. And then, go ahead and read it again. Not to be repented of. No, don't be sorry that you're sorry. Be glad that you're sorry. Be glad that the Holy Spirit broke your heart. Be glad the Holy Spirit convicted you of your sin. Be glad you know you're no good, rotten sinner. All sinner comes short of glory of God, none righteous, no, not one. Be glad that all men stand before God guilty. Every mouth stopped, the whole world guilty, Romans 3:19. And you got to see that, and so is everybody else. Carl, and that's repentance. Yeah, it was, but it did not, the baptism didn't save him. It was a baptism for the kingdom. It's a toughie. There is a difference. I agree. But no baptism ever saved anybody, Old or New Testament. Mark. You're right. Whenever a person gets saved, obedience of being baptized is you'll never grow until you get baptized. Because if you don't take the first step of obedience, not without baptism. I don't know how you did it with being in disobedience.
Well, they didn't have a baptism.
Well, all righty, we've got to stop. Next week, next three, I'll be passing out brand new lessons. Lesson three next week, I'll be on the Lord's Supper. Okay, let's pray. Father, thank you for the time we had in the scriptures. Bless us, and Lord, help us just to continue to grow in your grace, we ask in Christ's name. Amen. We'll break for 5 minutes. Hurry up. It's going to be a